Research shows the effects of little t trauma, especially if they're ongoing and pervasive, are just as harmful as any big T traumatic event. I always looked at homophobia, transphobia, including internalized homophobia and transphobia, bullying, and the closet through the lens of shame. However, it wasn't until I attended a conference for mental health professionals in 2017 that I came to understand how the microaggressions LGBTQ youth face on a daily basis, including homophobic bullying, heteronormativity, and not being accepted by family or peers, is itself trauma. And when I say accepted, I mean truly accepted. There is a difference between tolerance and true acceptance, which is, in addition to my four goals for raising LGBTQ allies, something I hope to help schools, mental health professionals, religious leaders, and families understand. Learning more about trauma, in addition to shame, was the missing link to enable me to convey to parents, caregivers, and teachers why it's so important to not only address the outward, blatant, and obvious forms of hostility or bias toward LGBTQ children, but also to show how, now more than ever, the implicit, subconscious, and silent forms of homophobia and transphobia are just as damaging. Not addressing the subtle, subconscious, and silent forms of homophobia and transphobia that exist within ourselves, our communities, and our cultures, what I call messages from the playground, MFTP, is like treating only the effects of a disease and not the disease itself. The four goals I seek to accomplish with raising LGBTQ allies: 1. To help shine a light on the multifaceted forms of homophobia and transphobia that exist and, although more subtle, are just as pervasive and damaging as any outward, blatant, or obvious attack. 2. To help parents, families, caregivers, and teachers understand that right now, in our families and classrooms, we have lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer LGBTQ children. By not acknowledging or recognizing this as a possibility, whether it be our own children or the ones they play with on the playground, we're ignoring it, and our silence still speaks. 3. To help us understand that we all play on the same playground. Although we may be affirming and accepting parents, caregivers, or teachers, or we're out and